Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's December, and that can only mean one thing, Tony.
What's that?
It's Christmas! We're doing two Christmas shows in a row this week. They're a little bit early. We'll explain why in the meantime. Here's a lovely little Christmas song to get you going.
Okay.
Every year in Christmas Town, after Santa has come down, to his comrade he gives the gist of who's been naughty on his list. Now, this is very serious business, as little Gunther and Ingrid are about to find out, for there is no escaping Krampus.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello there, Krampus. There are two naughty children in the house down the block. Why don't you pay them a little visit?
Sure thing, Santa. That's what I'm here for. Maybe later we can meet at the beer garden.
Ho, ho, ho! Go get 'em, Krampus.
Inside, the children, warmed by the fire and with presents galore, were happy and excited to hear a knock at the door. Santa's back, said the little boy and girl with glee. But alas, it was not Santa. It was Krampus. Oh, no, said the children.
Which one of you stole a crunch bar from the local candy shop?
No.
And which one of you disobeyed Mommy and Daddy and went outside when you shouldn't have?
We didn't do it, and it wasn't us.
Oh, delicious little liars. It was both of you.
I think... You
to all of you naughty children. If you keep it up, you too may get a visit from Santa's friend, Krampus.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bitch Killer.
Nice.
And Krampus is coming, bitches. what I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bitch Killer?
No, it's myspace.com/bitchkillersucks. And it was the only page I could find for Bitch Killer. That was Grindcore. You're right, we don't play a lot of it on the show. That's part of a It's a Grindcore Christmas compilation that I found. That is just the most horrendous Christmas listening you'll ever hear. And actually, every song we're playing this week is it's one of these... We're good at Halloween, aren't we?
Mm.
We're good at Halloween. We kind of get Christmas wrong in that we're just both so anti-Christmas. We just find anything we can that's not Christmassy. And Krampus is coming, bitches. Do you know where that actually comes from?
No.
Where Krampus comes from?
No.
Would you like your first Christmas fact of a week of a punky radio that could be full of Christmas facts?
Go on, then.
Right, I found these by thanks to David Pegg of list25.com, who had a top 25 mad traditions of Christmas, of which I've picked some this week and some for next week as well. This is the tradition of Krampus and Perkta. Right?
Hmm.
In most places, when children are bad, they get coal. Not in the Alpine countries. Here, St. Nick is accompanied by two demonic figures who certainly look the part. Krampus, children are told, will put them in a sack and drag them off to hell if they've been bad. But that's only if you're lucky. It's a bad day when Perkta gets hands on the naughty children. She allegedly will rip open their abdomen, pull out their guts, and stuff them with straw. Merry fucking Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! How about that? So when you listen to Bitch Killer and they say that Krampus is coming, bitches, you better hope they don't mean it. these next two shows aren't the usual shows. I'm not even going to explain why. We're coming up to Christmas. We're doing Christmas specials. Just enjoy them for what they are. Do you got another Christmas fact before the next song?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on then. Because I've got some crackers here. This is one. How about this one? Skating and toe tags, Tony.
Okay.
Any idea what this might in any way relate to?
Toe tags would imply death.
You are just so Christmassy. Like, if you ever happen to be in Caracas, Venezuela, early on Christmas morning, you'll find the streets closed to traffic as hundreds of people roller skate to mass. Sometimes kids will even tie a piece of rope to one of their toes, let it dangle out the window as they go to sleep the night before. On their way to church the next morning, skaters will tug at any rope they see hanging down from a window, and then children will wake up to watch it. Wake up to watch the spectacle. They can be stabbed out a window. Hang that thing to us. The flying kids of Caracas. That's far and away not the bizarrest thing I'll be talking about this week. And I'm saving one for next week that takes the absolute piss. I'll have more Christmas facts. I imagine, Tony, you've got nothing to say to me at all, have you?
Absolutely not.
In that case, then let's get on with the next track. Are you feeling Christmassy?
Always.
This is a band called Brainless Wonders, and they, as have, I think, six of the tracks this week, have come from a Christmas compilation, or sort of anti-Christmas compilation, that came out in 2012. Now, we've recorded these shows before the Christmas compilation had come out this year, so we haven't to go back a year to revisit stuff that's already been out, but we've never played it before. These have all come via a website, ramon2thebone.info, RTTB Records, and they put together this fantastic compilation. You will be hearing more tracks from it both this week and next week. This is a band called Brainless Wonders, Tony. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/brainlesswonders?
No, facebook.com/pages/brainless-wonders/1296887403761. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL, Tony.
No.
They're really good at ruining Christmas, but their knowledge of the internet is at best basic. This is Poorly Being Internet 2, Tony Neil, and The Christmas Song.
For Christmas this year.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Brainless Wonders, the Christmas song. Just bear in mind, things are only going to get worse this week. We're so un-Christmassy on this show, it's incredible. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I don't this week.
Maybe you could just remind people what they should be doing.
Yep. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment on our page. If you're on Facebook, it's very, very simple to do. One of the easiest ways you can get in touch with us, so please do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. Comments are better than private messages. I say we don't tend to check the private messages, so you do run the risk of them getting forgotten about. But leave a comment and we'll read them out. Thank you.
Beautifully said. Yeah. In that case, then, I think I probably... And it's really easy to leave a comment. Well, you're all on Facebook.
It is.
Leave a comment. How about another Christmas fact, then?
Okay.
You're going to love these this week. I'm loving my Christmas facts. Yeah. Right then, Tony, here's a word that I would normally ask you to say if it was the title of a song. Cali Canceroy.
Right.
Any idea?
Cali Canceroy.
Yeah, Cali Canceroy.
No.
Well, Tony, according to Greek folklore, these subterranean goblins, the Cali Canceroy, come up to the surface once every year during the 12 days of Christmas. During the rest of the year, they stay underground, soaring away at the world tree.
Okay.
And the earth along with it. When they are just about to make their final cuts, however, Christmas comes around and they forget their original mission as they surface to terrorise humanity. After Christmas, though, they return to their underground dwellings only to find that the tree has healed itself, so they must begin their sinister work anew. Ha ha! Up yours, Cali Canceroy!
I'd watch that as a film.
Would you?
I happily would watch that every Christmas.
Beat the fuck out of the snowman, wouldn't it? Anyway... More facts coming up later, but now, time for another track. How about this?
Okay.
Right, so we're going to slow things down a bit now. This is a punk rock unplugged free Christmas EP that came out, and one of the tracks on it were called Cheap Show. I'll ask you about their website afterwards. In the meantime, Tony, it's so cold, that girl's cigarette went out.
Cold for me to ride my bike anywhere, so I'll sit at home and build a fire so we can warm our bones, because I know that so this winter cold can take. We'll mix our coffee with whiskey from last week, and we'll keep searching for Christmas specials on TV. I'll think back about the year that's just past me, and I can't complain, well, not very much. Starts to fall and you'll scream, prepare for war, and then we'll take to the streets. We'll slide our cars through parking lots and hopefully survive, and we'll sing those Christmas songs we've both grown to hate. When Johnny Law comes, we'll spark a retreat, and we'll all hide inside the diner where we usually eat. And we will pack it and fill up every seat. And I can't complain, well, not very much. I can't complain about this. I can't complain. I can't complain about this. I can't complain. I can't complain about this. I can't complain. Stuff.
Bung Scraper.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cheap Show. What is their Bandcamp page?
Cheapshow.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. Tony One, Polly B and the Internet Two. You're in America.
I am, yes.
I hope you're having a good time.
It's very nice, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you about it right now because we are going to talk about it later on. In future weeks, I want you to get a big story under your belt. We'll have Tony's America story. How about that?
Yes, we can do that.
In fact, I do realise that I might have asked you a bit of this last week, but my memory's rubbish. I look forward to future updates. I had my gigs in Itchin, Lechin and Bulldog last week. Christmas show is always good fun. Thanks very much to Danny Ward and Richard Morton. Great time. Richard Morton, of course, of the Rich Morton Sound, whose CD we will be giving away in our Christmas giveaway competition thing that will happen at some point. It normally happens around about Christmas, or don't really sort itself out till sort of pancake day, does it?
That's right.
we'll try and get it done anyway. I'm going to crack on. Oh, I tell you what, I could give you an extra fact. Do you want an extra fact?
Sure.
Yeah. A Christmas fact. How about this?
Okay.
Tio Di Nadal. Any idea?
No.
Tony, I've got to put this down as one of the strangest Christmas traditions there is.
Okay.
In one of the strangest Christmas traditions there is, every year on December the 8th, so just happened, in Catalonia, where I've been several times, children begin to feed a log that the family keeps in their home. Sounds crazy, yeah?
It does.
But that's not all. They also cover it up so it doesn't get cold. And then, on Christmas Eve, all the children begin beating the log so that it will shit out their presents.
Nice.
Next year, Tony, we're making Punky Radio from Catalonia on December the 8th. Oh, no, they do it on Christmas Eve, don't they? You're going to have to go to Catalonia for Christmas Eve just to watch a bunch of kids hitting a log in the hope it poos present. All right, I'm going to play two songs in the rain, mate, because I can't cope.
Okay.
Christmas this year is genuinely going to be a month long. Next band up, a band called Jabberjaw. Okay. And I've got a feeling they're not going anymore. I've got a feeling they might have split up, which is a terrible shame. Oh, by the way, but anyway, Merry Christmas to everyone in Jabberjaw, and thanks for all the good work you did. And while you're there, Merry Christmas, MySpace. We miss you. But give up.
Yeah.
Right, so, what... They do still have a Facebook page, though. What is Jabberjaw's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Jabberjaw.
Nah, facebook.com/pages/Jabberjaw/20362731632015. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL.
They haven't set themselves a default URL. That's probably why they had to split up.
Yeah, probably.
That should be a warning to all bands. If you haven't set yourself a default URL, you could end up going the same way as Jabberjaw.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, this is very much one of those Merry Christmas shows. Alternatively, I could just hit you over the head until you poo out a present for me. you crazy Catalonians. This is Jabberjaw. It's probably been Internet 3, Tony 1. That's right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
And this is Rudolph. Oh, this has got great lyrics. There'll be another song straight after this by the Emersons. I'll tell you about them afterwards. This is Rudolph the Punk Rock Reindeer.
There's Jello and Rotten, Johnny and Joey and Strummer and HR, Lemmy and Iggy. But do you recall most famous punk rocker of all? Rudolph the Punk Rock Reindeer has some real crunchy clothes. And if you ever saw them, you wouldn't even say,
oh, bro!
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They would have went for Rudolph, jam with a fan on stage. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa could not play.
What's the smartest peanut in the turd?
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got to say, you do make me laugh. That was the Emersons and a track called Merry Fucking Christmas. I'm loving the music this week. What is the Emersons Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheEmersons?
No, facebook.com/pages/the-emersons/59531055 ?V=info. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't set a default URL, Paul.
You haven't set himself a default URL. When are they going to... How am I going to help these bands? The Christmas bands. Get back on there. They just have to put in a website name, don't they?
Just set it up. But just click on a button and type it in.
Just click on a button and type it in.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It is.
Even I can do it. That's what's terrifying. Bands. Now, the Emersons are... I'm not sure whether they're from New York State, but they're from the northeast of the United States, which might explain why they're called the Emersons, because Ralph Waldo Emerson was also from around there. And I can't remember which way around it is, but there's something about Ralph Waldo Emerson and Walt Whitman. Are you familiar with those two?
No. Walt Whitman was a singer, wasn't he?
Sorry?
So Walt Whitman was a singer, wasn't he?
No, that's Wally Whiteman.
Oh.
Walt Whitman was a famous American poet. And... I was about to say then that there's the Emersons. Ralph Waldo Emerson was, of course, famous for writing on Golden Pond, incorporating Tarka the Otter, but he wasn't. I think he wrote Walden, and I think I've got this the right way round. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson, the philosopher, writer, forward thinker, etc., etc., decided to write a book about him going into the wilderness and living in the wilderness and letting people know how great the wilderness was, but he didn't. I think he went and camped in Walt Whitman's garden for a month and wrote a book about it. It's something utterly ridiculous. Anyway, hold up. Merry Fucking Christmas, the Emersons, came from the Ramones to the Bone compilation that we are playing. The rest of the tracks this week are from that as well. Probably be in the internet for Tony One. Ha. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
at Christmas time
at the 12 bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar. It's still where it always was. I've only got one for this week, but I am fairly positive there will be more on. So if you are struggling for something to do on a Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday night, do get down to 12 bar club. But this Friday, the 13th of December, It's the Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Oh, marvellous.
Yes. Don't know which bands are on, but it's guaranteed to be good. Friday night, how much do you think that will be?
£6.
It will be £6.
Now, the thing is that even if you don't know what bands are on, is that Friday, you say?
Friday night, yeah.
If you're around on Friday in the London area, go down there, because they're just brilliant nights. They're great. They never fail to have great bands on. Just brilliant lineups. Well done, then.
Yep.
So that's it. That's all you're offering, is it?
That's all I've got.
Well, merry fucking Christmas to you too.
Exactly.
Let's have some sleigh bells at the start of this little song. Can you do a sleigh bell impression?
That's more sticks.
It's
no,
more stairs,
clearly can't. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. That concludes. Ding, 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 ding.
Tony's international gig guide
at Christmas time. Yeah, all right then. Well, you made a mess of that. I'll play this one especially for you, Tony, this next track.
Okay.
It's by the first band I ever approached when we started Punky Radio all the way back in 2006 or whenever it was on MySpace.
Okay.
A band called the Mansfields, because that's where I lived.
Yes.
And they never got back to me.
Right.
And all this time later on, I thought, not a good start. All this time later on, they show up on this compilation, the Ramones of the Bone compilation, with the track that we're about to play right now. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMansfields?
No, Facebook.com/OfficialMansfields. Paulie B. Instant Net 5, Tony 1, and I have just remembered, I meant to say about the Brainless Wonders early on in the show, track 2, and the Christmas song. Did you notice how the start of it sounded exactly like the start to Punky Radio?
All right, really?
If you were wondering, yeah, I completely forgot to say. Any road up, this is the Mansfields, Broke on Christmas Again.
Berserker.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And thanks for Richard for being so brilliant at my gigs last weekend. That was Mansfield's Broke on Christmas Again. Are you doing any... So, where are you this week in America?
In Vegas at the minute. And we're going to leave Las Vegas and go to the Grand Canyon. And then we're going to go through to Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be a nice trip. If you get the chance, Tony, go to the Double Down Saloon while you're in Vegas.
Okay.
You really should. Go down there and have a bacon martini. I'll send you an email about it.
Excellent, will do.
Right, the Double Down Saloon is fine. Oh, actually, what you should do, if you've got time, get in touch with the objects. Go and meet them from Biff. I will put you in touch. I'm sorry, I should have done this before now. I've only just thought of it. My apologies.
Well, there you go. Right. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they're in Fremont. Up the street from you. So now then, next track. Oh no, before we do the next track, I'll tell you what I'm doing this week.
Yes.
I'm off Scandinavia. It's my Christmas shows, early Christmas shows in Scandinavia, and they feature Matt Price and Luke Benson. I have just realised that makes them Matt and Luke, so I might pretend that Bross are coming. If you'd like to find more about where we'll be in Copenhagen Wednesday, Gothenburg Thursday, Oslo Friday and Saturday. You'll be able to get details on lastminutecomedy.com. Right, I'm going to crack on, Tang, because I can't really wait any longer for this next song. I've kind of been waiting for this one and the last one all show, because I hope you're enjoying the not really Christmas music this week. But this is a band called the Toxic Candy Bars, and this is Creepy Santa. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed street, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Ivan, the main man in Dustaphonics, for being such a great bloke. Well, I met him in Lille a few weeks back, and he was just such a good bloke. He kind of curated the second half of the festival I was at, and he was just a great man. And they're a great live band, really, really great. That was Toxic Candy Bars, a delightful Christmas song called Creepy Santa. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ToxicCandyBars.
No, Facebook.com/Toxic Candy Bars/11766309844. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
Haven't set themselves a default URL, and this close to Christmas, it makes me cry. They're ruining the festive period for me, these bands.
They are.
They're going to go the same way as Jabberjaw. They better watch it. I'm going to start saying they've been Jabberjawed.
Yeah?
You've been Jabberjawed, if you get this wrong. Facebook thing from now on, until I forget, of course. Now, have you, so that's probably the internet 6 Tony Wall makes up for the last few weeks. Have you got a twat?
I haven't.
Right, well, maybe you can explain to people what they should be doing.
Yep, please do give me your twats. It's really simple. We all know twats. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. The 2013, the year of twat, has been a bit of a failure. We haven't had as many as we'd like, so bring on 2014. We want a big tsunami of twat for 2014.
I think we're going to have a typhoon of twat.
Yes.
A twatoon.
Exactly.
We're going to have a twatoon.
Because we haven't had one in a few weeks, so we do need your twat. So let's get them all in, and then we're going to start the new year in the right way. So email me now.
Yeah, do, and we do love twat, and thanks very much to the twat we got last week, of course, which you have completely forgotten about, Tony. Now, so I do, it's all right though, in lieu of that, I've got a potential twatting here with my final Christmas fact of the week, because it's just happened, Tony.
Okay.
December the 5th, right? For most children in Holland, the most important day during the Christmas celebrations is the 5th of December, a few days ago, when Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, brings them their presents. St. Nicholas Day is on the 6th of December, a few days ago, but in Holland, the major celebrations are held on the 5th. The name Santa Claus actually comes from the name Sinterklaas. On the morning of St. Nicholas Day, Sinterklaas travels to a city or town in the Netherlands wearing his red bishop's robes. He travels with his servant called Zwarte Piet, Black Peter. This has been in the news quite recently. When Sinterklaas and Black Peter come ashore from the boat, all of the local church bells ring in celebration. Sinterklaas then leads a procession through the town riding a white horse. If he visits Amsterdam, he meets the Queen in the palace. On December the 5th, children leave clogs or shoes out to be filled with presents. They also believe that if they leave some hay and carrots in their shoes for Sinterklaas's horse, they'll be left some sweets. Children are told that Zwarte Piet keeps a record of all the things they have done in the past year in a book, and that good children will get presents from Sinterklaas, but bad children will get chased by Zwarte Piet with a stick. Dutch tradition says that St. Nicholas lives in Madrid, Spain. Of course he does. They smoke too much drugs. And every year, no North Pole for the Dutch, no. And every year he chooses a different harbour to arrive in Holland, so as many children as possible get a chance to see him. Every town in Holland has a few Sinterklaas helpers, dressed the same as Sinterklaas, who help give the presents out. If children are really lucky, they might receive all their presents during the evening. This is called Sinterklaasavond, or Pakjesavond. Oh, sorry, I should say it in Dutch, shouldn't I? So, Sinterklaasavond, or Pakjesavond. Present evening. There might be a knock at the door, and you might find a sack full of presents, or it might be Black Pete, and he might beat you up with his stick. Now, there's been quite a lot going on about Black Pete, because obviously this thing was a few hundred years ago when racism was perfectly acceptable, and now with the increasing immigration into the Netherlands, with a lot of ethnic minorities there, a lot of people are understandably very upset about the fact that Black Pete is celebrated as he's seen as subservient to Sinterklaas. He's seen as a servant of a Spanish man, basically, and it ain't right anymore, is it? It ain't right. So what the Dutch have done in recent years is they've started saying to the kids, he's black because he's covered in chimney soot, to make out like it's Santa Claus coming down the chimney. But that, of course, destroys this whole legend about Santa Claus arriving on a boat and walking through the street, doesn't it?
Yeah. See.
So I think we might have to twat the Dutch, Tony.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So I'm gonna. So if it's all right with you, I'll do this one.
Okay.
All right, as an example of twatting, so you know what's deep future week. So, for changing round a cockamamie racist story to try and justify it, despite the fact that they can't work it out at all, and they should just let the thing go and move on have Christmas on Christmas Day like everyone else does, and realise that Father Christmas is obviously from the North Pole and not from bloody Spain, the Dutch from Holland is a twat. There you go, perfect.
Excellent.
So, last track this week. I don't want to say we've saved the best to last, Tony. It's not fair on the other band. But this is another one that's come from a grindcore Christmas. Right. A band called Wadge. Right? Or Wadge. But where it's spelled Wadge. Right. What is Wadge's Last FM page?
Ooh. Last.fm /artist/Wadge.
Oh, nearly. Last.fm/new-music/Wadge. Paul of the Internet 7, Tony 1. Haha. It's an early Christmas present for me, my friend. And this is the beautiful Away in a Manger. Was Wadge, Away in a Manger. What a lovely little Christmas lullaby to finish the show off this week. if you can bring yourself to find out more about the bands this week, you're more of a man than I am. I've loved the music this week. Do you know what? I actually can't wait for next week, because I've already got the music lined up for next week as well, and it's more Christmas stuff or anti-Christmas stuff, and it's just beautiful what we've got next week. Thank you so much for listening this week. Tony, there's some internet stations you should mention very quickly.
Yep, the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C worldradio.com. And finally, latest station we're on, radioandra.se, radioandra.se.
Perfectly done. You have a great time travelling around the States, my friend. You're in a beautiful part of the world, and I'm jealous that I'm not there. I'll be in Scandinavia this week, which, trust me, will be significantly colder than bloody Phoenix, Arizona, let me tell you. If you'd like to find out more about WellBe, don't forget to go to lastminutecomedy.com, download the show, punkyradio.com. Do check out the bands. I obviously want you to get as much as you can. And the Christmas compilations that we've been featuring this week are free online, so you'll be able to download that music for free. If you'd like to find out more about that, go to ramontothebone.de, I think it is. I've put it at the top of my page here. No, ramontothebone.info. There we go. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.